Father, we are grateful this morning for the opportunity of looking again into the Word of God. We do pray that thou wilt open the Word to us. Help us to understand it. Grant, Lord, as we see what thy plans are for the future, we will take care of our lives for the present. Meet every need of every waiting heart today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 8. The book of the Revelation, chapter 8. We are studying the 8th chapter of the book of the Revelation, which records the sounding of 7 trumpets, which are related to the judgment of God upon the earth in an additional way in reference to the opening of the 7 sealed book. We learn that when the book with 7 seals was opened, judgment occurred. The 7th seal opened, the stage is set for the sounding of the 7 trumpets. We examine some Old Testament passages of Scripture which explain to us exactly the meaning of these 7 trumpets, that is, the meaning of the sounding of them. And we discovered that the sounding of the 7 trumpets in the manner described in the chapter indicated that the judgment of God was about to fall upon the earth because of the sins of mankind. But you will remember, as we looked at the 8th chapter, we noticed some unusual things happening in relation to the sounding of the trumpets. Each of 7 angels was given a trumpet that he might sound the alarm concerning the judgment that was about to fall. But before they were allowed to sound the trumpets, you recall reading with us in verse 3 that God had something that had to be done. Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer, and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake. We recognize something vaguely familiar about all this, and our minds recall what we read in chapter 5, before the opening of the 7 sealed book. You will remember that the Lord Jesus Christ came and took the book out of the hand of him that sat on the throne, and in verse 8 of chapter 5 we read, when he had taken the book, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, notice now, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. We suggested to you when we looked at that verse of Scripture that it was so presented because the judgment of God upon the earth is related to the prayers of the saints of God. Every time you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven, you are praying for the judgment of the tribulation, because the kingdom of God cannot come upon the earth and the will of God cannot be done until God has dealt with the human race in judgment. So, going back to verse 8, immediately we see why this particular incident is described at this particular time. Before the angels are permitted to sound their trumpet, another angel, and I believe this to be exactly what it says, another angel came and stood at the altar. The altar's not anything new to us. We've seen it in chapter 5, you will remember. We reminded you then that there is a temple in heaven. A replica of that temple was built upon the earth, and in that temple there is an altar. The angel came and stood before the altar, and he had in his hand a golden censer, which the priests of the Old Testament used when they were going to offer incense before the Lord. This particular angel, according to verse 3, was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Something was needed. Something had to be added to the prayers of the saints of God before the seven angels could sound their trumpets. What was it that needed to be added to the prayers of the saints of God? It was the intercessory work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, described in Psalm number 141, verse 2, at which we will not take time to look now, but the prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ ascending as incense before God. The only reason that your prayers and my prayers are heard, the only reason they are preserved to be recognized at the time that the kingdom of God is to come upon the earth, as we have learned in the book of the Revelation, is because they are prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because we approach the throne of God on the basis of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. To some, I may seem a bit bigoted, but I want to remind you that if you pray in any other name than that of the Lord Jesus Christ, God doesn't hear your prayer. If you pray on any other basis than the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, God doesn't hear your prayers. That certainly is taught in this particular paragraph, when the angel took all the prayers of all the saints of God and mixed with them the efficacy of the atoning work of Christ and let it, as a sweet incense, rise up before God. Now notice what happens in verse 5. The angel took the censer that had in it the prayers of the saints and the atoning prayers of Christ, and he filled it with the fire of the altar. What is the fire of the altar? The fire of the altar is representative of judgment, for it was the fire that consumed the sacrifice upon which were placed all the sins of the people. He took that fire and poured it out on the earth. As soon as he did, there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and a great earthquake. The earth was aware once again that judgment was about to fall. He took that fire and poured it out on the earth, and people knew judgment was coming. Now, I am often accused of being too literal, but I do not believe that we can be any more literal than the Word of God. If God did not mean what he said, it would have been much easier for him not to have said it. He said that at this time there was an earthquake upon the earth. And you will remember, in chapter 6 we saw that one of the things that happened when the sixth seal was opened was that the heavens were rolled back and the people on earth were able to see God sitting on the throne. So awesome was the sight that they called for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them to hide them from the face of him that sits on the throne. Now, here is a great earthquake, and they begin to wonder what is going to happen. Almost as soon as the tremors of the earthquake are quieted, in verse 6 we read, the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. I believe our further study of the book of the Revelation will reveal it, that these trumpets are actually heard upon the earth. Every time the human race was to hear the sound of a trumpet, they say to themselves, what's going to happen next? Because they know that the time of judgment is coming. Will you notice with me now, as we look at the sounding of the first four of these seven trumpets, what occurs when each angel sounds his trumpet? In verse 7 we read, the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. You say, wait a moment. Surely you don't think something like that will happen, do you? Well, this is not the only place in the Bible where God says it's going to happen. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of Joel, chapter 2, and listen as he prophesies what is going to happen. At this very same time, he said, I will show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and terrible day of the Lord come. Joel said, that he expected these things literally to happen. Oh, you say that's in the Old Testament. He's talking about something that doesn't have anything to do with the New Testament. Well, turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, and listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ has to say. Surely, you can believe the Lord Jesus Christ, even if you can't believe Joel. The Lord Jesus Christ says, in the paragraph which begins with verse 25, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." You mean to say that people are going to be afraid of something that isn't happening? The Lord Jesus Christ said, "So strange will be these physical occurrences that men's hearts will fail them for fear." These passages of Scripture which I have read describe what is going to happen when the first four angels sound their trumpets. And so as I ask you to look at verse 7 again, I suggest to you that I believe when the first angel sounds his trumpet, hail and fire mingled with blood are going to be cast upon the earth. Now someone may say, "Oh, surely, that couldn't be literal." But may I suggest to you in the closing seconds of our time together this morning that you keep in mind the plagues which God rained down on the land of Egypt were just that literal for one of those plagues, as recorded in Exodus 9:24, was hail and fire mingled with blood, very grievous, such as there was none like in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. We're going to have to stop right there because our time is gone. We say to you, literal judgment is coming. The age of grace is here. Repent and believe the gospel.